right now I've got live in the studio, I have Mr. Ben Gill. Hello.
Hello, Carmella. How are you going?
Oh, hang on. Let me do this. That might be here.
Turn me on.
Yeah, I'll turn you on.
how are you going?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, you're welcome. You're welcome. And also hello to Phil. How are you?
I'm unbelievable, Carmella.
Are you?
Yep.
Oh, it's good to hear. Yeah, a bit cold out there.
No, it's unbelievable.
It was a chilly day. It was a chilly day.
Yeah, I had the heater on and then I had it off and I didn't know what to do. The dog wanted to sleep, not sleep. I don't know. It's all over the place. But anyway, the reason why we're all here together today is I want to welcome you in regards to your brand new solo album, My Circus, My Shit Show.
Yes, apologies for the swear word. I
There's no swear word in there.
Well, actually, it's not, because shit show is one word, so it's okay if it's one word. If I separated them, then clearly there's a swear word in there. So,
well, it is one word.
I thought about that. So, yeah.
No, that's good.
It's not a swear word if you do that, and I know because I speak perfect England.
Oh, excellent. I'd like to hear that. That album is your first solo project for a while.
I released a solo. I always feel funny about solos. It sounds like it's just me and a guitar, but in actual fact, I rely on a band.
Of course, I realise that. I should have said that.
That just makes me squirm because I'm weird like that. But no, I did an album in 2014. So. That was under the name of Ben Gell and the Boneyard Saints.
Yes.
But then my megalomania got the better of me. It's just Ben Gell. And so it's the first album I've done in nearly 10 years.
But that's pretty good.
Well, it is by some band standards. I see.
Well, because you're not only doing work on your own in your own name. You're also working with other bands, so it can be quite busy.
Yeah, look, I am in a couple of other bands, and that's what I. It does keep me busy. It keeps me. I'm not sure if it keeps me out of trouble or in trouble. Sometimes I really wonder.
A workaholic.
Well, it's actually like you get free beer when you play in a band. So the more bands you play in, the more free beer I get to drink. So.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. You enjoy playing music.
I love playing music. Mm. I love playing music. I love listening to music. I love composing music. Mm. I like arguing with other people about music.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
This next track, Snap My Spine, if I remember correctly, is the first single you released from the album.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Do you want to maybe tell me a little bit about it, your inspiration?
So this was released as a single, as you do now, just like a digital single to ramp up a little bit of the interest in a pending album. I think it was put out in about October 2022, and what I did at that point is I think I released three digital singles about 5 weeks apart, with the album coming out in February this year. The inspiration behind the song, look, I wrote most of the songs myself, lyrically and musically, but that music belonged to Chris, who played guitar on the album, and he sent me this song. It didn't have lyrics, but it had the music and the structure, and it just blew me away. I thought, wow, that's really good stuff. I think probably the best song on the album. Well, it may well be the best song on the album. I'm the worst one to ask for that.
Okay.
But lyrically, I just had a theme in my head, and I was well aware that there's a theme that runs through the record, a loose theme that runs through the record around anarchy and corruption and anti-government and anti-law and just my twisted observation perhaps of how the world runs. It's just a song about Snap My Spine. It's just a song about standing up for one's own interests, I think, and digging in.
Shall we let the song do the talking?
Absolutely.
All right, Ben Gill and Snap My Spine. And that was Snap My Spine from the album My Circus, My Shit Show by Ben Gill. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
I was just going to ask you about the history of Ben Gill. That's sort of very ominous, isn't it? Yeah. And your association with bands from 1996?
Okay.
Man, this could take a while.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, like, my question's probably more like, was the start organic? Like, did you sort of roll into it? Or, you know, progressive, like this band to that band, so forth?
My dad, my father, he played in bands. He played in mostly 60-40 and cabaret style bands. And I just have some very early memories of watching Dad sort of pack his car every, you know, Friday and Saturday nights and you know, coming home very late at night. Not, but I'd be asleep, of course, because I was a little kid. But
yeah, that's right.
Eventually, as I got a little bit older and Dad was still doing it, and because there was, you know, bass guitars around the house, I just sort of gravitated to them and I just sort of picked it up from there, really. And there was always music in the house. So Dad would play a lot of Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash, and Mum would play a lot of Neil Diamond and Village People and so forth.
Cool.
So I just sort of grew up with music in the house and musical instruments. So. Music doesn't come at all sort of naturally to me, but I've just found that the more you do something, the better you get at it, I guess. So,
that's true. Practice makes perfect. That's what my guitar teacher tells me.
So come 1996, I'd been playing in, I'd played in a few cover bands, you know, sort of cutting my teeth, learning the trade a little bit. But that was my first sort of original band. So that was the Gels. The Gels worked very hard for about 12 years. We racked up nearly 500 gigs.
And
went around the country and released lots of stuff. And then I just fell into some other bands from there as well, including Perdition. I joined Perdition in 2011, and I'm still playing with them today. A gig Saturday night. Thank you, Phil, for reminding me.
Where's that again?
Where is it again? The Cumbie. The Cumbie.
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah.
I had a stint with the Meat Beaters for about four and a half years as well.
Yep.
And I started Cull the Band with a couple of mates in January 2019, and that's going gangbusters.
Yep. So.
Seen
you play?
The last 3 years, Cull the Band, so yeah.
Seen you play at the RSL, Elizabeth?
Oh, yeah.
Play out here, it's good.
Yeah, excellent. Well, okay. Well, with that, working both as a collective with other band members and your own solo work, how much of your recording have you done in your musical career? Have you done a lot?
Oh yeah, lots. Mm. It's always good. The people who do their research, you know, I did an interview at some Wow FM, which does the Western Suburbs and the Port and that. And he said, so this is your 10th album you've been involved in. And and it just threw me a little bit. And I thought quickly, I was live on air and going, you know what? I think you're right. So it's certainly that the Gels released a couple of albums. Along with a lot of EPs. This is my second one with Carl, a couple with the Meat Beaters as well.
Excellent.
There was a Meat Beaters compilation, if you want to count that, and I released a live album under my own name as well, Ben Gell and the Boneyard Saints. So if you want to count those as albums, I think it's 10,
No, that's excellent. That's a lot of work for really what's turned out to be, I'm not saying it's a hobby, but it's not something that you... I'm making a career out of it, you know, like the big name bands. I don't mean to sound, you know, lowering your performances or anything. I'm just saying that it's hard to make a living being a musician.
Oh, yeah, look, it's a hobby. It's a hobby all day, every day. Yeah. I go to work. I go to work every day to...
good. I'm glad I got that right.
To pay the mortgage and pay the bills, basically. But,
yeah, that's what I mean.
If you're hearing music for money, you're in it for the wrong reasons.
That's right. I'm in it for drinking beer reasons. And
cool. That's good.
But, I'm at peace with the fact that, you know, other bands will sell, you know, 300,000 records and we'll generally sell 300 and that's fine.
And to get your music, though, you're depending on local music stores too to get your music out there?
Absolutely.
Because you've got Bandcamp, you've got some of those, and you even go as far as I like using the other platforms as well.
Yeah, look, the platforms are really important these days. They're super important. I mean, I've got some bandmates who are probably in complete denial about streaming and downloading, and I'm sure they think it's a fad.
It's not going anywhere.
A bit like colour television maybe at the time, but it's not going anywhere. So I'm charged with running all those sites, and I'm not great with technology, so I really had to teach myself how all this stuff works.
Well, it's new.
But the physical stores are absolutely important, and we've got some gold stores here, and you can find my records in like Clarity Records in the city, Big Star Records on McGill Road at Norwood.
Okay.
Not too far from here at Semaphore, we got Mr. V's.
Mr. V, yes.
And I'm from down south, so we've got Rock Therapy on Goodwood Road. I think it's Door Park, possibly.
That's good. I mean, for people that are really local-minded, to know that they can get your music locally, because sometimes bands don't use those other platforms, so it's very hard to get the music, to download or whatever, whichever way.
Yeah, and there's streaming and download, but Bandcamp actually offers like a virtual store. So I sell the vinyl. It's probably been out of those shops that I mentioned. There's Bandcamp's probably been the third best shop, but the shops are fantastic, and you get a bit of a kick out of like Clarity or Big Star. You know, they'll take 10 records and they'll ring up in a week later and say, "Can we have 10 more?"
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's
you get to eat that week.
Yeah.
Oh well, let's listen to this next one. Bitter Pills.
Sure.
Now I'm going to play the Devil Horns mix.
Yeah. There's a couple of versions. Yeah. There was the original version, and then I had a brainwave. I thought I could hear a bit of a horn section in there, and I've got some friends that play trumpet and trombone and so forth, and they put that together for me. As a bit of a bonus, I put on both songs on the record because I'm really into bonuses.
why not? It could be the extra
I'll be honest with you, I was a bit worried, like the record was going to tap out at about 31 minutes, and if people put their hands in their pocket, it's like I just wanted to give them
something
a little
special.
Bit extra. So I remember I wrote an additional song, did a reimagining of another, and put on both versions of Bitter Pill, and I think it's tapping out at about 37 minutes.
wonderful. Well done. Well, here it is now. Ben Jill with Bitter Pills with Devil's Horns Mix. Well, we're back, and we just had the track. Which one is it? Oh no! Off the top of my list, it's gone off my head.
Bitter pills.
Thank you. With the horn mix, yes. How can I forget that?
Senior moment. Senior moment,
definitely.
Camilla.
Definitely. Well, I am a senior now. I've got my own card. Senior's card's done.
Yeah, I can't wait to hit that age where I can get Australian pensioners insurance.
Oh, yes. It's advertised enough, isn't it? What a market
In fact, I might get a fake ID so I can get in there early, right?
Yeah, try it.
Do you want to buy one?
Oh, dear. Well, I'm just going to talk to you about this next track. It's, of course, track 6. I think it was the third one that was released. It was Dance, 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 Dance. Right? When I first saw it, I thought, God, I've got to remember how many times I have to say dance. And then I thought, oh, that's okay, no worries. And last week I played a track for my mum for Mother's Day, right? And it's ABBA, and it's I Do, I Do, I Do, I Do, I Do. Yeah. And I thought, I wonder where Ben got the name. Dance, Dance, Dance.
And there's a police song. Do, 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 da, da, da.
There you go. Mm. See?
So I'm not mad. There's other mad people too.
No, that's right. Well, I thought, how, and I was going to say, how did you come up for the song title?
I need to come clean here. I need to put my hand up. I need to admit that that's a cover.
Oh,
it's a cover song. I didn't write it, but really? I would love to claim it. I should have just ran with it, really. But
you could have with me, because I don't always remember.
Oh, that wasn't very true.
The tour was written by KG.
Could be.
Yeah, no, truth come out.
It is a cover song. It was written by a little known punk band from the States called Moto, M-O-T-O.
Oh, okay.
Which stands for Mothers of the Obvious. Little known, they're probably well known in those circles. But not
quite out here.
They're not quite as big as Shania Twain, for example.
Oh, well, there's a question that's just rolled off. Now that I know it's a cover, how do you go about being allowed to play a cover song?
Oh, for the purposes of things like getting it on Spotify and those streaming services, you need to apply for a license to do so legally, which I did.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I've just misplaced the license right now. But,
don't do that to me.
Yeah, it actually is a little bit convoluted and it's way too hard to explain on radio.
No, that's
but
okay.
It actually didn't cost a lot of money. I think it cost me about $26.
That's all right. But it's just the fact that you've got permission.
Yeah.
So you're not breaching copyright, I guess.
Yeah.
And be able to play the track yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I always wondered that. That's something I always,
yeah. And I have a friend and she knows Paul, who's from Moto and wrote the song, and she sent him a copy.
Yeah.
And he got back to her and said, you know, that's fantastic. Thank you for sending this to me, and he hopes it makes him some money. not just the $26, but
some royalty money.
But the song's going gangbusters. It's it's getting lots of attention around the place. So I'm happy for that. It's just that I'm not making any royalties out of it.
No.
So.
Which
gets back to the free beer, really.
No,
so
that free beer when you play it live. Yeah.
So I don't need all the money.
Oh, that's okay. All right. Well, let's play it then. This is Dance, 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 Dance from Ben Jill. Well, there we go. Ben Jell with Dance, 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 Dance by a cover. It's a cover from the band Moto.
Correct. Oh,
yeah.
It's funny. You've said it perfectly each time with the dances, but I've heard them, you know, say it three times, seven times. This is back announcing on other stations. And then I heard someone quite lazily really said dance times five to the radio or dance times six to the radio. Okay, well, however you want to announce
it. Well, I almost thought saying dance by five, and I thought people still won't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I actually played with the concept of just calling it Dance to the Radio, but I thought, nah, that's the song title.
Yeah.
I'm recording my version's pretty faithful to the original, so we'll just leave it at that.
Of course. And it is. It's a great song, and me not knowing anything about its history, I was enjoying it without knowing. So, all right, now. We're going to play one more off the album. So I think if anybody wants to go, how many got? We got 11 tracks on the album, 12?
14.
14. I'm looking at my numbers here. I'm not adding up very well.
Yeah, seniors moment again. That's two.
It's the way it's presenting itself here.
So I'm feeling better now.
Very rude. I'm a guest on this program. And,
allowed to.
I was in the front bar for a while.
That's all right. Now, this next song is a collaboration, which I have played often besides with you, Phil Murphy. And Ben, you've helped Phil out on this particular song, which has a lot of meaning. So I'm going to leave it up to you two to talk about.
Do you want me to start? Do you want to start?
Well, you can if you like, yeah.
Okay. Well, I had a gig one night and Phil was in the audience, as he has often been in the last few years.
I think it was the Cumbie, was it?
It was the Cumbie, the Cumberland at down the port or Glanville or wherever it is.
That's the one.
And Phil had in his pocket some lyrics which he had written out, some very personal lyrics. And I don't know, I think he was a little bit, you know, afraid to almost ask me, but a little bit later on the night, we'd had a few beers into us, and my beers were free. Phil was paying for his.
That's right, yes.
and he just inquired about would I be able to...
Mum, we're on your credit card.
would I be able to finish or turn this into a song? So, lyrics on a sheet of paper, it's essentially a poem, or they're just a collection of words. So I thought, okay, well, I can probably put this to some music for you. How do you envisage that the song might go? And he literally hummed the chorus to me. He said, I'm hearing it like this. Da-na-na-na-na, and that's all I had to go on. So, and I went home and I looked at it the next week, and I had that in my head, and I literally just knocked that song out very quickly, and the chorus literally goes da-na-na-na-na, with the lyrics being chemical outlaws.
Educational punk song.
So I did have to change some of the lyrics, because they needed to fit the song, And yes. I needed to, you know, fix all his spelling mistakes and grammatical errors.
Yes.
It wouldn't have been spelling mistakes.
No.
But, you know, as I said, I read and write perfect England, so that was fine. But I said, Phil, is it okay if I change this around a little bit to make it fit? Because you've got to cram them into the song. So, yeah, that's how that come about.
Came out. I mean, the song itself is about the problem with ice. My daughter was mixed up with a pretty aggressive sort of a character. I think most people, if they read about it every day in the paper, or they see it on the news, and chemical outlaws are people that are banged up on ice, high-speed car chases, stolen cars on fire, domestic violence, soft targets with robberies, et cetera, et cetera. And I just really wanted to get that message of a chemical outlaw being what it is. Mm. Scourge of society, let's say.
True.
And Ben has done an absolute cracker job with this. He's right. I gave it to him and I said, see what you can do with that. And when it came back, I thought to myself, wow, I didn't want to get Ben too excited. He said, what do you think of that? I said, not bad. I knew you'd like it. But, it's a fantastic, and it is an educational punk song.
Yes, it is. Shall we hear it then?
Certainly. And look, I was more than happy to write it as well, as I knew how important it was.
Yeah, it's a great song and a great message.
To get their message out there, you know.
Yeah, because, and you know, like I said to you, I play it.
It affects so many people, as it says in the song, you know, the women and children, you know.
It's just
parents and children suffer in silence.
Yeah. And I learned a lot too, because, you know, I just thought ice was what I put in my Coca-Cola in summer. So,
well, that's true. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. No, well, you know, unfortunately, drugs of any nature can be detrimental to the person that is using it and to the people that are around them, and unfortunately can have very detrimental effects.
I must say, thank Ben as well for inviting me to do the backing vocals on this song.
I did too. Yeah,
that's right.
And I do thank you for that.
Yeah.
We're getting lots of offers in at the moment too. You wouldn't believe it, would
you? Rolling in, are they? They're rolling in.
Well, I thank you. I thank you for the 15% royalties for your ongoing work.
It means a lot to get this message out there. As I say, it is an educational punk song. And,
it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Crank it up loud, folks.
All right. Okay, here it is. The Chemical Outlaws, Ben Jill. Well, what a track. Ben Jill with Chemical Outlaws and written by Phil M.
No, it was written by...
It's on the album. Yeah, so, well, you know what I mean.
Co-writer, mate.
Well,
Co-writer.
I didn't know how to put that, but you definitely did the music.
he definitely did the lyrics.
There you go.
Ben's a guru. That's what I say to a lot of people, you know, it's
clever
musos, which are
very clever,
and then it's players, you know, players and performers. I'm a player, who's a performer,
right.
And I just love going out to live gigs and seeing a bit of good punk music.
Exactly, and I
good
find
to get
it
off the sofa.
When I get there, you know, especially, you know, let's say the Elizabeth RSL was quite a good venue, because especially for the northern suburbs,
that's a great venue.
Feel quite safe there. You know, for a single person. I mean, you were there hanging around. You were doing the butterfly thing and, you know, going to catch up with people. But, you know, I was sitting at the table.
Ben's been there the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Performing there with Cold the Band the last 3 years.
Yeah.
I think it's a great venue. I think there's lots of potential there. And I know that it's been building. And I know that there are bands on the other side of the city that are looking to get out here as well.
A lot of bands from the south.
It's excellent. And it's great for the Salisbury and Elizabeth area.
And I'm
thankful to come out here tonight and speak, you know, out to Salisbury and speak to the locals as well. Because because it's a place close to my heart, because this is where my fan lives, which is Phil.
That's right.
I've actually got another fan. I've got another fan, but I only plug it in summer.
Oh, you two have a very good little bit of a joke there. That was excellent.
Yeah, shall I tell it again?
Well, no, it's up to you now. Now I've got plenty of I've got plenty of time up my sleeve. Now I was just going to go straight into an Iggy Pop tribute track. However, would you like to play one more off your album?
Oh, look, it's your show. You're driving. Well, you can do whatever you like.
Well, you've got a Facebook page, haven't you?
Yeah.
Or Benji.
Can you? Can you play songs off Facebook? I don't know.
No, not Facebook. No, I was going to say people to contact you.
Oh, to contact me. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Look, I'm a council worker. I'm a little bit slow.
No, I was a bit fast probably.
So if you want to get in touch, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram. I'm really bad with this stuff. But look, more importantly, if you want to buy the music, you can buy it in hard copy from Bandcamp. If you just want to put in Benjel Bandcamp, that'll take you there.
Yes.
Or if you just want to listen to it, I think you can stream it for free for a while on Bandcamp. If you use Spotify, you can stream it on Spotify. If you want to support local record shops, yeah, certainly get to your Mr. V and your Clarities and your Big Stars, and you can pick it up there.
That'll be good. Yeah. All right then. So, and another track that I think it was released last, and I'm going to play it so that everybody can have another listen to a track of yours. Was it Angel with a Broken Wing?
We played that.
Oh, we did.
Few weeks ago.
That's right. We played it.
Yeah,
we
I reckon. I think I uploaded that to the what's that site? The APRA, not APRA. You know the site where you.
Oh, you're talking about AMRAP.
Yeah, AMRAP. Mm-hmm. So I think I uploaded that song to AMRAP, where announcers work at community radio stations, they can download the track from there. Which is what happened. But I don't think I made it public. I just put that up there for community radio announcers such as yourself.
Well, okay. How about I play that one?
Okay.
Okay. So thank you very much, Ben, for coming down here or coming all the way up from south to come here and talk to us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me, and I'm happy to talk to anyone who would like to listen to me rabbit on for a while.
That's all right. I'm quite happy to do that too.
Thank you, Phil.
Are you coming next week?
I'll see you next week.
Oh, you've decided? Yes.
Yeah, I'll see you next week. It's all done and dusted.
Well, the music's all prepared.
Yep, that's it. We'll do it next week.
All right then. Okay. Thanks, Ben. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And here is Ben Gill with Angel with a Broken Wing.